Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you joined me today. I so look forward to these times together as we spend time in the Spirit of the Lord as we go into the Word of God. And as I was in prayer before making these broadcasts, the Lord placed on my heart that there are those who are going to be listening that are discouraged in the way. You have asked God and prayed many prayers in behalf of loved ones, in behalf of situations, in behalf of God's purposes in your life. And I would say despair is perhaps too strong a word, because you know the Lord, He's God. You know He can do anything. You know He hears and answers prayer. But in your heart, you're a little heavy because it seems like you've been waiting so long and there's not been the answers that you've desired to see. And sometimes it seems the situations are getting worse and you're crying out to God, Lord, how long won't you move? And I just want to encourage all of you, but especially to those of you who feel that God is slow in answering prayer and that you may have some confusion. It's like, well, am I not asking in faith? Or you're not certain as to what's going on. Well, I feel God has given us an answer to all of us out of His Word, because all of us have asked things of the Lord, and sometimes they take years, not that we want it that way, but I know in terms of my own personal experience, sometimes it's actually years before we see the fruit of our prayers, and then other times, sometimes it's immediate. But as the Lord told the prophet Habakkuk, the vision is yet for an appointed time. So I want to speak to those of you who are being weighed down by waiting for the answer, for the time factor involved in the deliverance that you desire, to see in the lives of your loved ones. Be of good cheer. The Lord has overcome the world, and as it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, to everything there is a season and a time appointed for everything under heaven. And so we know that even though it may not be in our time frame or as we desire, God has everything in His hands, everything in control. And so let's just take a few moments. If you are in that situation, if you feel a little depressed and discouraged, it's like, Lord, I've tried so hard and I've done everything. Is there something I'm not doing? Is there something more I can do? Well, the Word tells us to persevere in prayer and to know that God is a good God and He has all things in His control, in His time frame, in His plan. We don't have to be distressed. He's never late. He's always on time. And sometimes we'd like to see Him move along, but I've always been very fond of saying God never does one thing at a time. Even though we see maybe just one thing happening, He has a multiplicity of purposes in a particular event. And sometimes it's not too much later that we actually see, oh, wow, he was doing that. And you see, his ways aren't always, his thoughts aren't our thoughts. So let's go to the Lord. Father, we thank you for your goodness. And Father, we submit and surrender to your good pleasure. Lord, you are the Lord, and you declare the end from the beginning. The counsel of the Lord shall stand, and Lord, you will do all your pleasure. Father, we thank you that even in the lives of those who are listening, those who have been a little discouraged and downhearted and a little disheartened because it seems there's no movement, that mountain is not budging, Lord, you're not punishing them for a lack of faith. No, Lord, they're waiting on you. They love you. They're trusting in you. And Lord, you have an appointed season. You have a time. And Lord, we thank you that in all the burdens, all the desires on our heart, you will accomplish everything that you desire. And we will praise you and give you glory and honor for it. For you are a faithful God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, my heart is just filled with praise to the Lord. And oh, the last few days I've been in the book of Isaiah, and I love that book. And of course, for those of you who have listened a length of time, you know that my Bible is the King James, the Authorized King James. And there's such a magnificent beauty in the expression that the prophet declares in terms of the goodness and faithfulness of the Lord. And I just want to read a few chapters, not, excuse me, I know I won't do that. I'll read a few verses out of chapter 40. This is the Lord speaking, and let him speak to your heart, beloved. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, and her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received the Lord's hand double for all of her sins. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, I'm just reading excerpts, get thee up into the high mountain. Come on, saints, let's get up there. O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, and be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and he shall gently lead those that are with young. What a precious picture of our gentle shepherd. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hill in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? The answer, beloved, is no one. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as a small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. To whom then will ye liken me? Or with what likeness will ye compare unto him? Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Have it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. Yea, that bringeth the princes to nothing, he maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. To whom then will ye liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel? He's speaking to us, beloved. My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that hath no might, he increases strength. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, beloved, I am your God, and I shall not fail you. I have not brought you this far to abandon you, to leave you destitute. No, I am your Father. I am your God who provides for you. My eye is continually upon you, and I lead you through the difficult place, through the steep mountain passes, through the dark and threatening valleys. Though you feel at times the shadows would overtake you and overcome you, fear not, for I am the light of life, and I will make straight the way before you. I am the light that shall enlighten your darkness. And I speak not just of circumstances, but I speak of that work in the Spirit. I speak of enlightening and illuminating your spiritual understanding so that you may receive in greater depth and with new revelation the truths and the revelation of God, and that you might know in your heart, you might declare that it is well with your soul, for you shall know the trust and the confidence and the peace that comes from abiding in the shelter of the Almighty. I am your good shepherd, and I love you, and my eye is continually upon you. So fear not and be not dismayed. I am your God. I will lead you in the paths of righteousness. I am your God who will uphold you and strengthen you with my right hand. Fear not, for I am with you, and you shall rejoice as you see the goodness of the Lord unfold before you, and you shall marvel, and your soul shall sing praises to God, because you shall see the Lord was in control and went before you, says your God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your sweet presence. Thank you, Lord, for lifting us up, those who are being discouraged, those who have been sitting on the sidelines, those who have felt that the answer was so long in coming. Lord, we trust in you. We believe in you. And we know, Father, you have a plan not only for the nations of the earth, not only for the end time unfolding of events, but you have a plan for each and every one of our lives. And for that, Lord, we offer grateful thanks and we praise and bless your wonderful name. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Well, my time is gone and we haven't even gotten into the message the Lord has placed on my heart, but I do invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. And should you not have that as a possibility, please feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. I invite you to write, and if the Lord was speaking to you, the announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.